downvote.
No, this isn't no more Chan household. Not anymore.
Betwixt the ruby seas, deep in the eye of the storm, a bastion of beef and hope lies nestled in the sand. Four men, almost lost to the deep, now find tranquility within its walls. And now, they're inviting you here for a tale unlike anything you've ever heard before.
Welcome to Beef Boys.
Gay.
Ladies and gentlemen, Andrew Miller. Ladies and gentlemen, Andrew fucking Miller.
Gay.
Boys, I'm feeling good. I beat COVID.
Ladies and gentlemen, Miller.
I thought I was good last week, but no, it turns out I was actually, I faded hard by the end of it. I kind of was really struggling to keep up with you guys.
You went,
oh, I got it.
My brain was playing both of those at the same time.
Yeah, they got really good together. That was like my those two sound effects in combination. Those are like that's like my family trying to go to sleep, and I'm like 12. I don't know if I ever told this on this podcast. My parents are gamers. They played WoW from Beta Bro. They have one of the biggest guilds on the East Coast.
I still want to make that something we do at some point.
That'll
in my
be
life.
A video one day.
Playing WoW fucking, with Jesus' parents.
But that's not all. Suffice it to say, they knew computers. So my parents knew how to turn the router off. Like that was for downstairs, but keep theirs up upstairs because they were like Ethernet or something because the modem was up there.
Yeah.
So every night in 6th and 7th grade, they would turn when I first got Xbox Live. Oof. They would turn the router off at 10 o'clock every night. So I'd be gaming and back then I used to just play like fucking Journey on mic and like we'd play hardcore Search and Destroy and I would just like sing and fucking say dumb shit. I wasn't very good, so I was just the troller.
Yeah.
I was the shit talker and the troller.
You still are, by the way.
Yeah, I was going to say nothing's changed. You're good at games now, but you're still the shit talker.
It is a talent watching you to get an entire lobby making fun of somebody. that is like
Thank
a talent.
You, bro.
Yeah, that is
what,
a talent.
What James does so impressively is, and it's the guy who does who calls up the scammers and fucks with them does too. I can never, if someone's yelling at me, it's like I'm being flashbanged. Like I'm getting like the strobe light in my face, but it's in my ear. And I immediately like start stuttering.
I get that
you
sometimes.
Go, but you always seem to like, whenever someone's yelling at you, you just fucking push through and like just
you flashbang
keep pushing
them
down.
I've said this in my own videos, like Xbox Live through middle school, like 6th through 8th grade on Xbox Live, specifically on Halo 3, Modern Warfare 2, and fuck, I can't remember, Gears of War. Those three games molded me into the person I am today. Like, I wouldn't be funny. I wouldn't be able to talk shit. I wouldn't like video games as much. Like,
right.
That would mean I don't have a. That's all I do on my YouTube channel. Talk shit, play games, and try and be funny. So,
and
like,
pussy.
Straight up, that shit, like. It's my brain, but so I would be like in Search and Destroy. It forced you into game chat back then. This was like MW2 days, so it would force you into game chat, which was the best shit because people had to talk. Like everyone had a hot mic at that point. Because now you can just hide in party chat and no one talks.
Right.
But that's what I love about Pavlov and VR in general, because the mics are built in, so no one has any excuse. It's so that's my secret sauce. You have to find the losers that don't want to talk, but now they have a hot mic and go in on them.
Yeah. Well, the PS5 has the mic.
No, I go in on the other people too, but
PS5 funny. Has the mic. Every controller has a built-in mic now,
that is
so
true.
People
and
once
those
again
mics
have
are
notes.
Fried, so it's even funnier.
Yeah, they are so shit.
That's like Drake at the Wiimote. But and in Search and Destroy, when you died, because it's like a one life per round thing, when you died, your voice would cut off like very drastically. I'd be screaming, talking shit to like the random one kid that got on our team because we didn't have six people that night. I'd be fucking screaming at him. You'd hear Journey in the background, like, someday love will f-. And it's like over like a $20 Xbox mic chat, and then I'll get like, I'll catch a fucking noob tube from across the map, and it'll just be like, ah! But the same thing would happen when my router would die. I'd be like deep, I'd be like fucking deep in like trolling some fucking 19-year-old kid that's like shitting his fucking pants in like the lobby on Search and Destroy, and I'm going at him, and then you see, I always had a knack that I would like look at that specific, like I would literally look, and in slow motion the ticker would like turn over to 10, and then my fucking internet would just die.
Oh,
and my friends would always be like, my friends always thought it was so fucking funny because none of them had restrictions like that one.
Right.
But my mic would cut off like so dramatically. It would be like, it would like shut down. It would be like, yo, you fucking. And then I would just like disconnect. Yeah, that was so like painful.
Wasn't the original perfectly cut screams?
Yeah, yeah, it was gaming.
Man. Oh man, that's so painful. I'm so sorry to do. I because I had that with some of my homestays as well. I ever tell the story of how I think my homestay mom saw me on 4chan and then like cut my headset off after like 7 p.m. for like 2 months.
I don't
she
think
saw
so.
You on 4chan.
Maybe so. This is a really weird story. Yeah, I still don't know what the fuck happened, but this was like year 10 or 10th grade or whatever for you guys. And I was, I homestayed through high school, so I stayed with like different families, so that I could keep going to the same school after my dad moved away. But this one place I stayed at, I had a heater on in my room, like just one of those little floor ones, because it was like middle of winter and fucking freezing.
Yeah.
And I must have been on 4chan. I'm going to be honest, I might have been looking at porn. I'm not sure. But I know I was on 4chan either way. And I'm 99% sure I closed out the window or whatever. But I got to take a shower, probably because I was jerking off.
Sure.
Which would make sense.
Got to wash like, off come the back, cum.
And she said, like, oh, I'm turning the internet off after like 7 o'clock now. She's like, I went into your room to make sure your like fan heater wasn't on, and I saw something on the, I saw you on some website. I don't want you going on that. It was something weird like that, and I was like,
oh, she said it. But, Gromit, rule 34.
But the weird thing is, I think she closed whatever I had up, so I don't know what it was to this day. And I was, but like, I was, you know, usually pretty good at like making sure not to leave that sort of shit up on my screen.
Yeah, I feel like
obviously.
You didn't leave that open. Yeah. Like, you definitely didn't leave porn open. There's no way.
Then, but maybe like a pop up or like a pop up,
oh,
you know,
sure,
like
yeah.
Maybe some. That's all I can think of. I really do not know.
Are you seriously watching porn by yourself?
Nah, I'm with my homestay
boys. I'm with my homestay brother.
But it was.
Did
so
they have another kid?
Painful.
Maybe they were afraid you would like corrupt. Like she was a Redditor, and she was like, "My kid can't be a 4chan kid. He's
this
getting up votes, not green text.
My kid's gonna have good karma."
This was before Reddit was even a thing. Just to date when this took place.
Sure.
I don't know why, but really like, quick, but good car saying like my kid's gonna get good karma and that's why they're a Redditor makes me think like you ever go on GTA and you get banned and you get sent to like the server full of banned people. You have to play with the biggest scumbags. That was all the time because I am the scumbag.
Right.
But like I feel like 4chan are all the Redditors that got like banned. And they, like, now they're in, like, the lobby
the gulag,
full of banned people. Like, 4chan is the lobby full of fucking banned Redditors.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just everybody, like, rocking
Twitter's
back
purgatory.
And forth, rubbing feces on the wall.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In between their
Lucifer,
dank green text.
Lucifer.
Anyway, as you can imagine, being 14 years old, not being able to access the internet after, like, 7 p.m.
That's prime internet time.
Yeah.
Because this is the age where you're, like, staying up to, like, you know, you're starting to stay up later, up until, like, 11 or 12, whatever, chatting with your friends and shit. And, like, mostly what I did was just play WoW with my boys, and now I couldn't after 7 o'clock. I genuinely can't remember what the fuck I did. I remember just being unbearably bored all the time, just like watching TV in the lounge and being like, this
sucks. But the
sucked.
Feeling of missing out, too. Because when 10 o'clock
too,
hit, it was like, I didn't exist to them anymore. There were five other boys there, and now I'm not one of them. It's like, which I, you know, it's not like they still miss me and shit, I guess. But like, it was like whatever's happening, it's like I'm in another universe. It's like
you're not allowed
I'll never
to be
in that memory
through no fault of your own.
Right?
You're just not allowed
against
to be
my will. If something funny happens, I don't get to be there.
Yeah, you don't get to experience. So that's how I was. Funny enough, after my apartment burned down and I lost my computer, I was like.
To be fair, you maybe did deserve. You earned this one. This was on you a little bit.
Yeah, no, totally. But I felt.
Me and James
you have to tell
Winnison. That story.
I could have sworn I did, but yeah, I will tell it. But real quick, Like, literally, I felt disconnected from the world like that because I didn't have a computer until I got a PSP and I would steal my neighbor's Wi-Fi.
Or a home.
Yeah, I think we were, like, staying on the couch of some, like, random person
of some street.
Yeah, I remember.
Was it with Sabrina?
No, this was like in high school. I was like, I think it was like 13 or 14 when this happened. I just remember, like, after my apartment burned down, we like went to stay at some shitty hotel first that like the insurance paid for, and I got food poisoning from eating like a hotel cheese Danish.
Damn.
But I just remember like, so I'm like, I'm sitting in like a hotel with like food poisoning, like fucking no internet, because obviously, you know, this is the 2000s and like I don't have my PC's gone.
Yeah.
So like I know that feeling. Like, do a more extreme angle. But yeah, no, I did burn down
my PC.
I did burn down my apartment. I could have sworn I've told this story, but just in case I haven't.
Let me just round off my story.
Oh,
real
sure.
Quick.
Sorry. I don't know. I thought you were done.
So, anyway, I lost the internet for like, it might have been a month. It felt like a month. It probably was just like a couple of weeks. I let her to tell my mum, like, could you please? Because it's like a weird thing where it's like, you get your homestay mum, but you get your actual mum. And your homestay mum's like, not really your parent. They kind of just need to keep you alive.
Well,
so I don't know why she felt.
Yeah, what is a homestay mum? I guess I should probably ask that.
Well, just like the woman you, or the I guess,
you know,
the
foreign exchange students.
Is it like a baby?
They're like swap kids. He's kind of like
I was pretty
that.
Much. No, I literally like used to get like the houses that they would give to foreign exchange kids, except it was me instead. So it's just like the homestay family you stay with, like the family that like looks after you while you fucking, you know, whatever.
Like they signed up to have a kid come stay with them or some shit.
Yeah, and we just paid them like board or whatever. But it was kind of weird looking back on it, but anyway.
So is that so you could go to school? Like,
yeah,
sorry,
so
I'm
going,
really interested in
keep
this.
Keep going to the school.
No, so
like
we
keep
could
going
keep going
to
the school
to.
That he wanted to.
Oh,
so he
I
didn't,
see.
Like, have to make new friends and shit.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense.
But I literally, I told my mom, like, next time she visits, like, us, so she's like, oh, because she was literally, like, unplugging the router and, like, taking it into her room.
Yeah.
And so my mom was like, could you please let him look at the internet? And she's, it was a really awkward conversation.
Look
it was a really
internet.
Awkward conversation, obviously, like having my mum have to tell this woman, like, how to. It was weird, but the woman was like, okay.
And then the woman's like, but do you know what
said,
he was looking
all
at?
All she said was, I don't want you looking at going on those chat rooms again. And my mum just, like, didn't react to that. And that's what made me think I was on 4chan, like, that she saw 4chan. Because, again, I never actually saw what window she closed.
Yeah.
And all I can think of is that she saw 4chan and thought this is bad.
Yeah.
But like, I just read on 4chan sometimes with my friends just to like laugh at like dumb shit. It was
fair
like,
enough.
Know,
it is bad. So
it, no,
she made
it
a good
bad.
Call.
She did probably make a good call, but also don't go through my fucking computer.
Yeah, no, that's,
yeah,
that's very
that's
weird.
Fair.
But I've asked this
that
a few
woman
times.
That actually
but...
saved Kudos from participating in January 6th.
Yeah, the fucking.
I was off it just long enough to get.
He could have been talking to Elliot. Who knows?
Hello, Mr. Rogers. I'm a big
fan. He was seconds away. Fucking. Did
like
she have like other kids?
She had one kid who was like 18, who went to the same high school as me.
Oh, okay.
So he was in his last.
Was he pissed at you? You got the internet taken away from him.
We're a Reddit family.
Yeah.
It was weird. He was like never around.
Live, laugh, upvote. Old people are weird, just taking like people's entire communication system from them.
Yeah,
it's like just get Kudos
down.
Is away from his family, away from home, and like
yeah,
his
that's
boys,
all he
and
has.
She's just like, eh, fuck you. You don't get any internet after
you
7.
It wasn't even like 10 o'clock at least is like you can still like, you know, have a reasonable
For
this was
grader,
like I had a few hours after school and then we had dinner and then
fuck.
I just had nothing.
Yeah.
I just like
7 is
I don't remember
is
what
really
I did.
Bro, if you're about it, if you're going to have a tweet pop off amongst your high school followers, bro, it's going to be at like 7 o'clock.
Exactly.
Like that's prime time high school motherfuckers be online.
You know, she stole a lot of your life from you. You should get that back.
She did.
Yeah, how long
kids
was
these
that?
Days have, hashtag kids these days have it so easy because like if she turned, because she was like old, so she didn't know how fucking phones work.
Yeah.
So like if she took the route off me now, I'd be like, I'm hotspot on this bitch. You can't stop me. Unless she took my phone as well, which I don't think she had the authority to.
That'd be
know?
Crazy. Yeah, no, that'd be like, you'd have to throw hands with an old woman.
She'd
in her own
it
house.
Was interesting because there was the extreme ends of it where you had something like that where they would like take the router, but then most of the other homestead parents, like they weren't like interested in being parents because that's not what they're being paid to be.
Right.
So on the flip side, when I got old enough to like go out like drinking and shit, they kind of just didn't care. Yeah. Like, I'd just be like, I'm going to my friend's house, and they'd be like, okay. And I'd just leave. Like, I never had to, like, no, I don't know, get a note or get... It was really, really relaxed.
That must be an interesting experience if you're a kid living in a... Like, your parents let a homestay kid stay, because it's like... If they don't give a fuck, let's say you both turn 18, you're like the same age, and they don't really give a fuck about you, or they're like, they're not supposed to, so it's like, yeah, go out drinking, it's midnight. But then their son or their daughter or whatever is like,
yeah, they have
the same
to, like,
age
confirm.
As you, the same, they want to go to the same place, and then they actually have to say no to them. Like, it's probably a wild experience.
Why do you love the homestay child more than me? Oh,
because he's sexy.
Why do you love homestay child less?
He's sexy. What do you think?
Help me, homestay, bro. I'm stuck.
I'm legally allowed to sleep with him.
Homestay, help me, 4chan, bro.
Yeah, that's gotta be a version of porn, bro. Fucking homestay, bro.
Let's look it up. Let's jerk off to that live on Twitch. Anyway, Dominic, tell us your story.
Oh, yeah. So
let us know if Doblis has told this before, because he swears he did, but it was just like in passing. Doblis was like, my home burned down. Don't you guys remember when I told you that? And again, it was a Doplex moment where everyone was like, pardon, your home burned down?
I feel like you have told it, but we got a lot of new fans. Tell the new fans.
Well, it's like one of those things, like, I feel like
I've never heard it. No way.
I feel like I've been telling this story my whole life, you know, because it's like, it was such a formative moment in my life where I feel like everybody who knows me knows about it. You know what I mean? But pretty much in high school, I was like fucking around with a lighter. And I had burned the apartment that we were living in. It was me.
Wait.
There's a couple of steps in between.
Can you tell the story of what occurred that your entire home literally burnt down?
Yeah, I guess I am skipping over a lot. All right, so. All right.
That's the part I want to know.
Here's the story. So I wanted to go out, right?
With a bang.
Yeah, I wanted to go out with a bang. No, I'll take my whole family with me.
You set the whole fucking kitchen on fire.
Yeah, I pull out an Elon Musk flamethrower.
Hold this L, Mom. Ratio cut.
So I wanted,
take
to go
this
out.
Down, vote.
No, this is a no for the Chan family. Not anymore, Doge Mom.
Thanks for the gold, kind stranger. Bro, Elon Musk literally posted a Chuck Norris meme yesterday. I'm not fucking kidding.
It was the 2022. It was a chessboard with one piece, and the other guy had all his pieces, but it was Chuck Norris, and it said Checkmate.
What?
Because he could beat him with one piece in a million against one.
And it was like the compression on it was like 2p.
Yeah.
Well, people found he literally stole it from 9gag and the caption. So he's on 9, like, it was nowhere else on the internet but a 9gag post from like a few months ago. He's literally hitting a fucking SoFlo Antonio off a 9gag in 2022.
Yeah, he did the fucking progressively laughing harder meme. You know
Dude, he steals
about?
Memes constantly. No, yeah. yeah. yeah.
Oh, no, so that one's ready for the progressively laughing funny, like, harder one. He like, the replies, the dude was like, oh my god, Elon Musk retweeted my meme, and some guy replies, like, he didn't retweet it, he just stole it. The guy was like, I'm fine with this too.
And it's like, I'm fine with this.
I saw that tweet where it's like when I'm in a dick writing contest and my opponent's an Elon Musk fan. And it's fucking Squidward, like, oh,
big ass nose. Oh my god,
fucking losers.
Fuck,
so
that's funny. Shout out.
Right, so you blew your house mom. Out. You turned your mom into ashes with your Elon Musk flamethrower after she used 4chan, and then
I turned her into powdered milk. All right. So pretty much, I wanted to go hang out with my friends. My mom said no. And I was like, well,
I'll show her.
That's fine. So I'll show her. So I'm in my bedroom, and I'm like fucking with a little lighter, just a little Bic lighter. I'm like lighting the frays of my pants. My pants were hanging in my closet, and I was lighting the little frays, and I was like putting them out.
What the fuck?
And keep in mind, when I was younger, literally, throughout my entire life, I was like a huge pyromaniac. Like, I had a problem with
that
fire.
That makes sense.
You're a huge pyrocynical. Yeah.
Like, I would set things on fire. I would set myself on fire. I would set my friends on fire. Like, I would just set shit on fire because it was funny.
Your
like,
friends on that's fire? That's epic.
Yeah, like, if like a friend was sleeping, I'd like douse their pants and like axe and then like set them off.
Hey, Samuel, like, come here.
Yeah.
Just like, I did it to myself.
Yeah, yeah,
like,
exactly.
Spray your knee. I like spray my knees with X and then set them both on fire.
Anyway, so I wanted to go hang out with my friends. I couldn't, so I was lighting the phrase of my pants on fire. I was on the phone.
That's
with
an
like
emo
a friend.
Moment.
Yeah, totally. Well, it gets better. So I was like, okay, well, whatever. I'm just gonna go straighten my hair and then I'm gonna go out anyway because you know I'm fucking 13 and stupid.
Yeah, yeah.
So I go to the bathroom and I start straightening my hair. And then the smoke alarm goes off, and I realized that one of the frays that I had lit, I did not put out all the way. So my closet was on fire, and my mom goes running into my bedroom, and I don't know if you guys know, but like Mexicans, we have these blankets, right? They're just called Mexican blankets, and they're like these big fucking extremely heavy blankets. They're like. There is no blanket
knitted?
In the world like a Mexican blanket. They're like fucking, you buy them at the border. They're like, they got the big lions on it or like the big fucking eagles. They're like huge fucking blankets. Anyway, so my mom, we all had one, obviously. So my mom grabbed mine and hit the fire with it. But it was this fucking blanket that was made in Mexico that we literally bought from the fucking border. I guess it's flammable, apparently, because
it's
the
got
blanket
caught
on
all over
fire.
It.
Yeah. The blanket catches on fire, and then she chucks it, and it lands on my bed, and then my bed catches on fire, and next thing you know, like, the whole fucking place is just, like, done. So, that's
what I was saying. This is, like, out of a fucking movie.
Yeah. So then fucking so then our apartment burns down and the fucking fire chief comes and he puts me in his car and he like straight up
he
straight up shit himself, like I'm not even joking. That's a side thing.
Wait, he shit in his pants for real?
He had shit in his pants and I was in his fucking car while he was talking to me.
Why did he shit his pants?
I don't know, he just had poop in his pants.
He got so scared. I made it all the way to Chief without fighting one fire and now this fucking idiot burns down his
this
Mexican
sucks
blanket.
I'm resigning.
I shit my pants on my first fire call as a chief. Yeah.
Well, he like brought me into his car to like have a conversation with me because I was a troubled youth. And
wait, so they know at this point you did it? Like your mom doesn't like you?
Well, okay. Well, here's the thing, right? So I had already had I was a truant because I would ditch school, I would run away from home. I already had like a history with like cops like arresting me for like ditching school and shit. So
I
had a
rap sheet. Did it on purpose. Yeah. They're like, bro, you really burned your house down,
yeah.
Bro.
No,
come
well,
on.
That's the thing. They tried to spin it like I was trying to kill my entire family. They tried to spin it like that. Yeah.
Holy shit.
Yeah. So I was going to court for a bit and then I ran away from home. I got a bench warrant. Had to go to juvie for 2 months. And while I was in there, that's when they tried to say that you tried to kill your whole family. So we're gonna fucking throw the book at you. But then
holy fucking
yeah.
Christ.
And I swear
there's
to
nothing
God,
like proving your innocence, like running away from home in the middle
yeah,
of
exactly.
the court
no, that was,
case.
Yeah, that was my.
Did they
fault,
turn
yeah.
your mom against you? Did she believe that you tried to do it to kill her?
No, no.
Or did
literally
she trust you?
Yeah, no, it was just like the, what do you call it? Is it the DA that's like the fucking asshole on the other side that's like trying to like put more time on you? I don't know, court
language. Well, depending on how high up it goes.
Yeah. So I swear to God, the judge I had was like a fucking racist asshole. Like, I never use this term. Like, here's the thing, right?
Probably.
This judge never let me out. Like, literally, every time I went to court, like, while I was in juvie and I wanted to get out, because, like, it was an accident. I was not trying to kill my family. Yeah I ran away from home. Yeah, I ditched school. But I was a good kid, you know? Like, yeah, you know, did some beer runs.
You weren't that
shit.
Bad.
You're still normal.
Yeah,
like,
you
were
like
that. Those two things don't mean
intent.
That you.
Exactly.
Yeah, those two things don't add up to you're a murderer. Like,
exactly.
That's fucking
yeah. I just wanted to hang out with my friends. You know, like, that's all I wanted to do.
Ironically, so, if they stuck you in juvie for enough enough years, maybe you would have ended up being a murderer.
Exactly. Yeah, no, totally.
I want to know what song was playing while your house was burning.
Yeah.
Like, what emo-ass song were you listening to, like, crying on the phone, like, lighting your jeans on fire?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, if I had to guess...
Fucking Crazy Frog.
Crazy Frog Axel F remix playing in the background. No, but anyway, so that judge never let me out, and literally the one time I had a substitute judge, it was this cool-ass black guy with dreads.
Substitute judge!
It was his substitute judge. I guess the other guy was just sick that day.
Hey, the other guy didn't come in, we'll give you like a $10 an hour rate.
Well, no, he pulled out a movie, we watched Snow Dogs.
We watched Over the Hedge.
No, but this guy was like actually cool as shit. He like looked at like my records. And like, because I wrote letters to the judge like while I was in juvie, because I was
burn down your house, you piece of shit. Yeah. I'm gonna kill your whole
I'll
family.
Do it again. Yeah. No, I was like a total wreck in juvie, so I was like, I will do anything to get out of here. I do not want to be here. So I would write letters to the judge like, Mr. Judge, I'm so sorry. I don't want to kill my whole family. I just wanted to go hang with my friends. And so the substitute judge, I guess, was like reading
the letters. On the letter.
Yeah.
Shit, that was supposed to go in the back of the book. Oh,
I'm sorry, Mr. Judge. I didn't mean to come on this letter. but maybe if you like this, next time I could put more cum on the letter.
I can put more cum on the letter.
You know, reminding him like, Stan. Like Stan from Eminem.
Yeah.
Dear Judge, I wrote you, but you still ain't calling.
You still ain't calling.
I left my cum, semen, and jizz on the last one.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, so the judge, he like, the substitute judge, he like looked at all my letters. He looked at my record, and he looked at me, and he was just like, you shouldn't be in here. Like, this is obviously an accident, and he let me out that day. So that was cool.
Did the other judge come in the next day and he's like, where is he? He's like Batman holding up the Joker. Yeah. Where is he?
My father hated Mexicans.
My father was a Mexican.
But yeah, that's the story of how I burned my apartment down. And the only
thing
that survived...
That's insanity, dude.
Yeah, the only thing that survived was, like, I had, like, a backpack of just, like, stuff. Like, I had, like, my iPod in there. I had, like, just, like, some, like just a bunch of random shit. And,
bro,
like,
was the Panic at the Disco booklet in there, bro?
It was, and I still have it till this
that's
day.
That's insane.
Yeah, I still have it. That's, like, the oldest thing I have is my fucking Panic at the Disco CD insert. I don't know why.
I was going to make a Chris Jane reference. Did your rugby shirt survive the burn?
No, Bobby Chan threw it away. I beat a pillow. And
did your Lego high school survive?
Dude, it's so funny because you're like of all things, your closet setting on fire. Like that's like fucking Mr. Krabs walking out and like seeing his fucking pile of gold set on fire.
Yeah,
it would have been okay if you're fucking like. Your bed was burning or some shit, but you walked out like your whole life was just like up in flames. And then your mom comboed it onto your bed and burned the whole shit. That's so epic.
I have a picture of me, I'll have to find it, but like after, because I had like some pretty, like, you know, growing up as a scene kid, fashion is everything, right? Like just tattered fucking fashion. Yeah, so it was like... After that, we had to go shop at fucking, I think it's called like Family Dollar or some like, it's like some bullshit fucking store where they sell like Gildan t-shirts. And like, that's all I could wear after that. So it was like, just like red t-shirt, blue t-shirt, black t-shirt if I'm lucky.
Dude, I had a Gildan, a blank Gildan in every color. They were like $1 a piece.
Exactly. Yeah, you know what I'm talking
about. There's like those bits in Breaking Bad when they like, fucking have to buy new clothes for whatever reason. They've still got like the like size on the sticker or whatever. You're just wearing like clothes that drug dealers swap out to.
That's the stuff's
covered in meth sauce.
Yeah, that's exactly the kind of fits I had to wear.
That was a hilarious story, but also that's so sad. But yeah, also at least it was an apartment and not like a house or something, because you that would have like straight up probably like ruined your whole family's life or some shit.
Yeah,
100%. But an apartment,
you only ruined every other family's life in that apartment.
Wait. So did you burn like a whole building down with other people in it?
So our unit was...
Yeah, how many people died? What was the body count?
Nobody died, thankfully, because I feel like if people died, it would have been a completely different story.
Yeah, thank God, you'd be fucked.
Yeah.
Yeah, it would have been a little different.
Yeah, no, so our, like, we lived in on, it's a...
Boys behind bars.
Yeah, that'd be kind of epic. We should put a pin in that. So we lived in, like, it's like those, you know, apartments, it's just like two stories. So it's like, unit at the bottom, a unit at the top. So we were a top unit. Our unit was destroyed. The unit below us was destroyed from water damage, and the unit across from us was destroyed from smoke damage. So, like, all in all, it was, like, three units that I fucked just by lighting my pants on fire. Dude.
And the fourth one at the bottom was just the vibes were completely off.
Yeah. That's
so they trashed that one, too.
The guy on the bottom
they
right
could live there, but, like, would you really want to?
It was no longer bussing. Yeah. But what's funny about that, real quick, what's funny about that is, you know how the apartments decided to punish me? Keep in mind, we moved out, all right? Obviously, our place is gone, all right?
I will be terminating my rent here, sir.
We don't live there anymore. Their punishment for me was, you're never allowed back here again.
Why would you even tell me it was going to be?
Yeah, like, why would I come back here? I don't live here anymore.
One
I burned
day,
it down.
In 30 years, I'm going to be so nostalgic to live in my burnt-down apartment, man.
I'm going to want to
come
back.
Can we go there
here
next time we're in... Next
yeah,
time
we
we're
make
in,
a pilgrimage.
We could, yeah.
See if they recognize you. See if they see if you're still banned.
Well, it's funny.
Like, there's like a picture of him up
there,
on the
wall.
We get
there, it's on fire. There's an emo kid outside crying.
Yeah. It's still like a picture of me from when I was fucking 14. What's funny is I actually did have friends that live there, so I would actually have to go back there. Funny enough.
I just have to
cover my face, like running through.
You just
wore
Groucho Marx glasses.
I'm not the guy that burned this place down.
I'm not him. We all look the same. But
they're just like, hold on. And they just make you hold like a Bic lighter and they're like,
nah, it's not him.
It's so crazy because I always think, like, if my apartment burned down right now, like, I feel like I could stop, drop, pop, stand back up, and then rip all the wires out of my computer and like run out with my computer. Like, I think I would always grab something, but I guess you have proven that.
Yeah,
you don't grab nothing.
It's one of
you
those
don't
things,
think you just run.
Yeah, because you don't realize how fast fire spreads. Like, fire spreads very fast.
Honestly, I don't.
It's like I guess you don't realize how many things in your home are flammable. Like, because you know, like when something catches fire, like, you know, if you have like a little like fucking lighter or something, if you're lighting a candle or something, obviously it takes a bit to light.
Yeah,
but like with big fire, it's like it just sticks to shit, you know what I mean?
It's so interesting how like quickly fires like that start, but then when you try and make a fire yourself, like if you're out like camping or something, it can be, it's fucking impossible sometimes, and you're like, how did children set these off and I can't do it with wood and on the fucking ground? It's
right. Honestly,
the
I've
amount
lived
of people
a life
who
of
have
un-
died to hypothermia just praying to any god they think exists that they can get a fire started, and accidentally did it in his home because he was sad he couldn't hang out with friends.
Yeah. No, but that's so the thing. Funny. It's like when you like shit like that, like makes you not even like respect fire.
Yeah.
Like when I think of like if my house was on fire, it's like I could probably run in a few times and grab shit and like make it back out. But like, because when you do try to light a fire, you're just lighting like sometimes it takes fucking 10 seconds to get a candle fucking going, and then it'll go out and you have to get it again. And it's like, I just perceive all fire spread rate at the same rate that it's like it takes to light it.
Yeah,
but like I guess it's probably exponential.
Yeah,
but
we had it where when we had really bad earthquakes in Wellington for a wee while, we were like, "There's going to be a situation and we need to fucking book it." So we actually started like your cool little backpack full of cool shit.
Trinkets.
We start having one of those by the front door. Like, here's our grab bag in case we need to fucking dip because our apartment's gonna fall down. Because that was like a real fear for a while.
That's
so, yeah,
we just had
just everything valuable to you in like a sack by your front door.
Yeah,
with a big dollar sign.
A guy reaches in and just fucking grabs it and runs.
It's
like everything you could ever want.
Yeah.
All my electronics and jewelry.
Yeah,
all my apes.
Speaking of expensive investments, would you guys like to watch some old Jamster commercials?
Yes.
It's only $9.99 a month.
Yes.
You can get I've been kind of obsessed with these for a wee while, but I just saw a thread on Twitter.
Yeah.
Ding Dong posted a classic, the Bee Bear. which we'll watch in a second. But it's such an interesting, weird early 2000s thing where it's all like, it's kind of like nightcore-y. It's all like pitched up voices with like really badly animated 3D characters.
Yeah.
And it's, I can only imagine the most like destitute brain dead people actually like bought any of these. Yeah. Like, it really, it really appeals to the lowest common denominator, but I fucking love them anyway.
I did when I found a cell phone in middle school. I found a cell phone in middle school, and I just I bought all those fucking things I saw because it wasn't my money.
Oh, that's it.
That's
wild. All right. Finally, I can have Crazy Frog and Super Mario.
Let's do it. Let's do a couple of these, and then I want to do. I definitely want to hit some cues because motherfucking, we got some banger cues right now.
We got some cues.
So this is B Bear.
Yes.
Okay. You have to text dance to 2822.
B Bear. Yay.
And click.
Shout out to.
Get Dancing Bee Bear on your phone. Text dance to 28282. That's dance to 28282.
Yo, he's getting it.
Per month.
What is,
he's so like,
I love
his
him.
Rig is like breaking.
Yeah, like towards the end, he's just like, I'm
I love this part here where he's like.
Yeah, that one.
Shout out to that was only, they like animated one loop and they're like, let's stretch this out.
Yeah.
So that's 20. So that's
20 wait, click on it again. Sorry. In the top right, 20 ringtone slash picks, $10 a month with subscription.
What are the picks?
You're paying $10 a month subscription in like 2004 on your flip phone to get just 20 like B-Bear fucking B-Bear sends you like fucking like POV shots of himself every other day.
Sprit us.
And you get 3 ringtones.
If you're looking for the Dancing B-Bear, it is no longer in service. The text short code advertisers sold to another organization in the wait, who's like all caps dance.
Courtney, find this and put it in.
I'll put it in now.
That's so fucking funny, Chris.
The dance is funnier than the Walter White. I don't know why, but just dance.
No, I 100% agree. I 100% agree.
Yeah.
It's crazy that whatever company bought this, like, literally had to buy a service to
they
text.
They kept giving people.
Yeah, like they're like paying a service to text people back and be like, "Dancing Bear offer is no longer valid.
Leave me alone.
Please.
It's my personal number. Dancing like Bear does not live here."
Yeah,
I like to imagine when they hired a guy. It's just like one guy who's the Bee Bear guy at this company.
This isn't automated. Yeah. This is one dude.
Bro, did you know? 678-999-8212. Motherfucking Soulja Boy. That number, he made that number. He made that song because a company offered him like money to like fish like
money.
use his like social media shit back then to like fish phone numbers. And he was like,
serious?
"Yo, I'll make a song with it." And he got kickback on every call that they got. He said he made like $5 million in like a month.
Fuck.
Like, and that was like right when he was popping off. So like, he got a record deal, and the record deal was immediately just like minuscule compared to what this phishing scam was getting, because he put a phone number in a viral song. It's insane.
That's fucking insane.
Fucking, you know, I wonder. Go call that number right now.
Yeah, go call that number. I wonder if because that is actually making a comeback.
It's a new scam now.
Yeah, but
some scam company bought 678-999-8212, and now they scam from it.
Yeah, I'm sure. Awesome. Yeah.
You asked earlier, James, what song was Doplex listening to when he burned his house down? I think it might have been
definitely
this one.
This one. No, it is
definitely
this one.
It
is definitely this one.
Are you emo?
I call for Anna Blue, so alone.
So alone.
Yo.
Wow.
Oh my god,
this
song is so beautiful.
Go back. You have to hear that part. Hear how he comes in.
Wow, this song is so beautiful. Get Anna Blue Smash so alone on your.
What's funny about this video is that, so this is what, like 30 seconds long? And it's all like, it's a full 3D animated thing for 30 seconds, which is like, that's,
wow,
you know, kind
so
of
beautiful.
But I found the full version of this song, And
really?
It's a it's like a 2 minute long song, whatever, like a normal song.
Yeah.
But I guess Jamstar only paid for the 30 seconds to be animated.
So
the remaining minute and a half is like them reusing this footage. And just trying, like the part where she's like standing at the window, or whatever. Yeah. They try to re-edit it. Slow that down, or like make it black and white. Or she's like, it's so stupid. They're so stretching to make 30 seconds of animated footage go 2 minutes.
Her rig breaks, like fucking Dancing Bee Bear. She starts hitting the same dance.
No, but all the artists that did this shit for like the late-ish 90s that commercials really ramped up like that, and then all the way into the 2000s, like whatever artist like gave away their fucking 20s to do this shit, like shout out. This shit is so fucking
what's crazy
funny.
I looked it up because I was like, I don't know who the fuck this person is. They have a song with like 78 million views on YouTube from like 2 or 3 years ago.
Really? Dude, so like the first like V celebrity, you know how they have like the VTuber like this is the VTube AI
the
fucking music.
Yeah, the original.
Like 2008, they were like,
what is called?
What if a digital girl made music? You think guys would like that?
Two more, and then we'll hit some questions.
Family Guy theme song.
I love this.
Family Guy theme song is your new ringtone. All you have Family Guy theme song.
And Sangra on the Emmy.
Oh my God, the naked Peter.
Peter laughing. Just type Peter 2 for Peter laughing.
Wait, hold on, can you pause real quick?
Brian, unfreaking believable.
You know what that reminded me of? Just like that hard cut to just naked Peter, just a static fucking PNG.
What?
That reminded me of that fucking TikTok that I think Kudos you sent of like the fucking guy with the Nickelback
fucking turns into the wolf.
Yeah, he like goes like that and he turns into the fucking wolf as a PNG.
Yeah, that's exactly
what that Courtney put that on screen.
Dude,
that'd
be so
screen.
Fun
that's
to
exactly
do that, but to you just turn to fat naked Peter. Keep your hand off her, bro. Oh, what? Just turns into fucking Peter.
Just turns into naked Peter.
Into fat Peter.
Can I just say how ubiquitous the whole like giggity thing was back in high school?
Giggity.
Like that was
giggity.
Dudes just used to say that.
I never
all the time.
Thought that was funny. No,
me
yeah,
neither. I never thought it was very mid.
But people would say instead of like that's what she said. Like if someone said something vaguely sexual,
like,
they'd be
giggity.
Like giggity.
That shit would make me cringe so fucking hard.
I took my brother to an arcade the other day, and he got a cap gun out of it, and holy fuck, that thing! I haven't had a cap gun since I was like 10. This shit, it sounds like a bomb going off. Like, it's so loud.
Yeah,
it leaves my
loud.
Ears ringing. It's fucking awesome.
Yeah. We should do that next time. We'll get cap guns and do drive-bys at people.
We should get those fireworks that shoot off, like, little balls, and they do, like, 10 or 11.
Play
dodgeball.
Candles.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what you Filthy Frank did a video like that.
Yeah.
My mom did that as a kid, and if memory serves, it, like...
Here's a question that technically Kudos already answered from Big Pitch.
Okay.
So we're not going to answer this. I'm just going to say it because we kind of already
bitch.
Did answer it. Big Yeah. This one comes from Big Bitch.
Let's go.
Is that actually his name?
No, it's Big Pitch. But I kind of want to change his name to Big Bitch because Big Bitch is kind of funny.
Do it right now. That's one of the moderators.
The funnier
the
thing
way.
Is I've made that joke, I think, 2 different times in like the last year on the podcast.
And it's always been funny.
Hey, shout out Big Pidge. Pidge, we love you, but I'm going to change your nickname to Big Bitch just because it's funny. It's nothing
personal. You're not
going to
find out till this episode goes up.
Yeah, it's nothing personal, but I love you, but it's
nothing
it's
personnel, kid.
Nothing personnel,
I'm high
kid.
As fuck.
But Big Bitch is
really
smells like
behind
gunpowder.
You changes your name to Big Bitch.
Big Bitch asked, did any of you fellas ever frequent 4chan back in the day? Which... Kudos already answered.
Yes.
I never frequented 4chan. I don't know if you guys ever did.
I didn't.
Yeah.
My friend tried to show me it once when we were like 16, and I like never ever thought the same of him again. I was like, this is far too internet for me. I hate 4chan.
Totally.
I think it should be deleted.
Keshi asks, what video game would you adapt in a movie? How would you do it? One to one? Story beats? Experimental? In universe story? Etc.
The Jurassic Park video game.
That's a good one.
The Ghostbusters game.
Look, Halo
2.
But 3. Fuck.
Yo.
That's
Halo.
My
Halo.
So I haven't sent Master Chief to get his weenus out.
We call it Galo. It's Halo with a romantic twist, lots of sex.
And he gets his ring blown out.
Galo Reach for another man's
Galo
card.
Reach around.
Galo Reach around.
Galo Reach around. Galo Reach around. There you go.
Galo ODST. Old dicks.
Goonlo.
Taste sexy. Wait, that's the...
No.
That was backwards.
Fuck.
Oral double...
ICUP.
Galo Wars.
Galo Wars. It's so funny that we're laughing at it. Like, people have been saying Galo since like 2003.
We just figured it out.
It's not funny at all. Oh, that's epic.
Yeah.
Andrew. I wish I had a serious one. I'm so high, though. This is such a good question, and we're like disrespecting it.
All the ones I like have been like The Witcher. Mm. That's like a TV series now. That's like pretty good, and like they tried to make a WoW movie, and it was kind of dog shit. So I don't know. It's a lot of things I would say have been done, and they've either been successful or kind of mid. But
yeah.
My answer is kind of obvious. Resident Evil. There's been so many adaptations, and they're all dog shit. Except for the CGI films. But the newest movie that came out was just like actual fucking garbage. But the CGI films are great. But I would do like a 1-to-1 TV show, like an anime, based off like the games. 1-to-1. There's so much story there that can be utilized.
I think you could do it.
You know, I will do it.
Hmm. Yeah, why don't you do it?
Hmm. Yeah, I will do it.
I would do Civ. I would do Sid Meier's Civilization. Yo. and then just write That's a movie life, about bro. Like write a movie about like a war from like two of the people that were the like leaders you can pick.
That'd be cool. Yeah, like a crazy game.
Yeah.
It's basically just like you're just writing a history like action movie.
Yeah, and like just call it Civ. Narrator. Yeah. That'd be epic.
Yeah,
that would actually be a really cool like experimental film. Like I feel like something like that, or like The Sims, just like a movie about The Sims. Like that would be,
but like you
cool,
set you like set like the game to go full like auto
That's
mode.
The Matrix.
Like you set up like a full Civ game so everyone is bots, and then you just see like how they interact with each other, and then you turn that into a story.
That's such a good idea. Play good idea. Civ with like get like the top 8 people in the world to play Civ
to fuck
and like use what their use their like actual
their
game
path.
As a story, bro. Yeah.
Well, the problem with that
it would
though
be
is
like
that like
geniuses
at high level. Like I always remember, I was really disappointed. Like Age of Empires 2 has such a there's all these different units, and you can like have them make up cool squadrons, and you have your ballista at the back and the knights at the front. Like I always thought that's who played Age of Empires 2. And then I watched a game of how you actually do it. What you do is you get a villager to build a barracks as close to the enemy as possible, and then you spam swordsmen because someone figured out mathematically that swordsmen are like the best damage for like the cheapest cost, and then you just send hundreds of swordsmen at their base, and that's how you win. I was like, that's fucking lame.
The problem with a ton of like just simulation games in general, but like specifically like RTS stuff, like fucking.
I love RTS.
Once you figure out the meta, like you just completely break the. Because the whole thing is about like thinking, but like once if you can just be like, I can build this right here and I'll get this much science, and if I just get here every time, like I'll have a nuke before they have a horse, and it's just like. If people know that, it kind of like ruins the game.
But either way, Civ would be a cool movie. I would actually say another thing about it, Red Dead 2. I think you could, or 1. Because those games are already kind
it's
of
so
movie-esque.
Cinematic already.
Yeah.
Exactly. So it translates quite well. The story is like all the main beats, like obviously the gameplay is really fun, but you could cut a lot of that out and just have like the main, like the core story of that translated like in an old Western style, but in like modern cinema.
Yeah.
I think it'd be fucking cool. So that's my
I agree.
My vote.
Yeah.
Well, okay. Well, I agree
people
with you.
People should play the game in a way that makes a story and then upload it.
Yeah. People do that. You see those videos
AMV.
Where it's like full like story. It's like
AMV.
I've seen that where people are like this the Assassin's Creed Odyssey.
Full movie,
yeah, and they literally just cut all the cutscenes.
Oh.
And it's like fucking like 14 hours long. It's like
what
sitting
if you
down
do
and watching this.
You cut all the cutscenes, but then in between you really play, but in a really cinematically lit
exactly.
way.
Exactly, and HUD, no HUD. So it's just like
so you write the story with your decisions.
Yeah, that'd be kind of epic, actually. Actually, I feel like that's probably
don't we all do that whenever we play video games?
I do be doing that. Not gonna lie.
Don't we be doing
true.
That?
Yeah. That's true.
We next question. Carve our paths.
Wait, Andrew,
I genuinely
next question.
Don't. I have nothing.
Tony Hawk's Pro Skater. All right, let's
see. Tony Hawk's Pro Skater. Just say first game that comes to your head.
Star
Fox. Star Fox.
An animated Star Fox. Fox?
That would go
like in a cyberpunk realm, bro. That would go sick as fuck.
I watched the first Top Gun the other day and the second one. Because I wanted
I
to join the Navy.
The first Top Gun.
But the first of all, great movie. Second of all, I don't know if like Star Fox was inspired by that at all, but there's definitely like a lot of like kind of parallels with that, where it's like, you know, his dad was in the military and he went missing, and you know, now he's like trying to be a pilot and he's got like his dad's like wingman on his team.
Star Fox is basically just furry Top Gun.
Basically, it's furry Top Gun.
Facts.
Except for Star Fox Adventures, which real quick, because I know we got some furries listening. Star Fox Adventures is one of the greatest games ever made. I just want to say that. So shout out.
I always wanted to, and they never got it. So figure that one out.
I fucking love that game. It's
which
I don't know why people
that?
Hate it. That's
it was the dinosaur one where it's like not a spaceship.
Yeah, it is a 1-to-1 ripoff of Zelda. Like it is like straight up like Ocarina of Time. Like 1-to-1 a ripoff in terms of like
that
gameplay.
Game is so goofy.
Yeah, but that game is fucking awesome. Like I love that game growing up, and like it still holds up. Like I could still play. Through
I think
the
only
Star
one I played, the only other one I played, it was on the GameCube, and I can't remember. It was an adventure. It was
Zero Assault, I think it was called, something like that.
It was something Assault, I think. Yeah, that game was actually pretty fun. The multiplayer was super fun too, because you just run around shooting each other. It was epic.
Next question.
ZVAC says, if you guys individually or as the whole group could completely remake a CGI heavy film with only practical effects, what film would you do?
Stuart Little.
Beowulf.
Me.
Just to remake the whole movie.
Wait, actually, Andrew?
Have you seen Beowulf?
Is that the one
I've
seen?
I've seen the really goofy one.
I don't know why. I just remember the commercials for that movie and like always being scared of it. She looked kind of creepy.
It is very creepy.
It's very uncanny.
The one I'm thinking of is...
Like,
I watched it when I was like 13 and I was like, oh, it's so cool.
That was like the original Cats, if you think about it.
Kind of was, actually.
Well, I think Cats came...
I mean,
Cats was like the 80s, right?
Yeah, Cats is like, really old.
You mean the new one.
Exactly.
You mean the James Gordon one.
Yeah, that was like the original new Cats. Like where
that was the
like,
new old original double cat.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, because it got that weird uncanny valley shit that make your pee-pee go inside your body. Yeah.
I think we watched one in like mythology class that was like from the 80s, and it was like really practical, and it was goofy as fuck.
It was like a dude
in a gorilla suit.
Yeah,
that's so epic.
It was so fucking funny.
I'd
do Stuart Little, and I'd make it just be a real mouse.
I said Stuart Little.
A real rat.
Fuck.
Yeah, he did say Stuart Little.
I said Stuart Little.
He subconsciously stole.
Hey, kudos to you and I. All right, how about this? I'll do Stuart Little. You do Stuart Little, too.
We could do the... we'll do the full...
Yeah.
Okay, well, in that case, I'll change mine to be Garfield, then, and it's just
a
room cat.
That would go hard. I'd pick the new Jurassic Park, but, like... Do it like they did in, like, 1991 or whatever.
With, like, the animatronics?
Like,
I agree.
Dude, the Jurassic Park, like, animatronics and, like, practical effects and, like, sets that they built and everything were... Like,
epic.
It wasn't really convincing. It was just this perfect, like, style of doing practical effects that, like, all blended so well.
Yeah.
Like, the world deserves another Jurassic Park, like, practical, like, goofy kid movie.
The world just deserves
practical films.
Because the new
ones are so, they're in your face and, like fucking action and, like, kind of scary. Like, and it's like, no, this is supposed to be, like, fun scared, not, like...
Well, that's the thing.
The original Jurassic Park is legitimate blockbuster art. I love that.
Dude,
I love the original trilogy as a whole. The third movie is...
I've only seen the first one.
They get weaker, and the third one has definitely got some goofy shit in it. I think I've talked about it before. The fucking... Him having the dream on the plane, and he looks over, and there's a velociraptor.
Yeah,
Alan!
You show
hilarious
me
stuff. Alan! But I love it so much. I love those movies.
It's funny. Sorry, real quick, just side tangent to what you were saying, James. As a kid, at Universal Studios, they used to have the fucking King Kong ride. It burned down. It wasn't me.
Universal in, to the phrase on his pants.
Yeah.
Universal in California, because they had that in Universal in Orlando too.
That ride
terrified me.
Same. Here's the thing.
I wouldn't go on it. Someone would have to stay with me.
Yeah. Well, I went on it because I didn't know. This is my first time going to Universal Studios. That ride legitimately gave me a fear of animatronics. Like that.
Dude,
ride,
I swear to God, me too.
Yeah,
it breathed fucking bananas in my face. I was like three.
Yeah,
and
it's
it breathed
so fucking
fake banana.
Scary.
Like, not only are you terrified, your mouth is wide open, and then it breathes like yellow mist down your throat.
Yeah, and like he's
and
like
it's fucking banana. Fucking,
yeah, he's like the size of like a fucking
he's
10
huge.
SUVs. He's massive.
He is and, King Kong.
Yeah,
he gets in your grill, dog.
Yeah, but they built this thing so fucking massively and so in your face, and you were so close to it, and like. While that scared the absolute feces out of me as a child and, like, potentially scarred me for life to where, like... funny enough, Eddie Burback did his Rainforest Cafe video. When Sabrina and I went to Rainforest Cafe, like, back in, like... Because we went to San Francisco for, like, our anniversary 1 year. My first time going to Rainforest Cafe, I was terrified in there because I have an actual fear of animatronics.
I love that place.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
I love that place.
Yeah, I love being in there, but I have, like, such a fear of animatronics to where, like, the
That's
whole
crazy.
Time I'm eating, literally, I had full body chills. Like, I had goosebumps all over my body. Let's try to eat my food.
Dumplex's body's like, number 15.
Dumplex is like in awe. He's like really happy in his face, but his whole body's like fucking seizing, and he's got boils
literally.
And shit.
Yes,
actually,
I'm not terrifying.
I'm not a big horror movie dude, but going back to the previous question, Five Nights at Freddy's is like a film if it was done well could be kind of cool. Because I don't like the games, but like the story is really cool.
I would ride for that shit.
I was just about to say, Doplex is eating at the Rainforest Cafe and sees like Freddy Fazbear written into the table and just
No, Sabrina actually did make me play the fucking Five Nights at Freddy's VR game, like because
that's so mean.
She knows how much I hate animatronics. Like it is an
that's
actual
so
fear. Yeah, and like she's like, no, I just want to like see you play. Like you just play
Sabrina's
for a bit and
a legend
you
for that.
Yeah, and like so I'm literally on the fucking floor in fetal position. Like that's how fucking scary. Yeah. But
But Five Nights at Freddy's is terrifying.
It is
like
a
it
scary
just does
game.
Something right. Me and my friends, I never liked playing like. Purposefully jump scare stuff like that, even though I think it's epic. I just couldn't like actually
do it. Yeah, I do not have the fortitude for that, but it's still fascinating.
Yeah, it was like 2014. It was like my friends and I were 16. And it was like we did a fantasy football draft, and then like we're just chilling and we're like, let's play Five Nights at Freddy's. It was like after it like had popped off and shit.
Yeah,
and it's 5 16-year-old dudes playing Five Nights at Freddy's on one computer, like one person playing, everyone's watching, and it's still like it's fucking like terrifying.
Yeah, that's it's a vibe. So
you know, you're five. Nothing's. You don't take anything serious as a 5 16-year-old dudes, but like Five Nights at Freddy's will make you sit down and think.
It's so unnerving.
They sat their Italian asses down and
listened for Freddy Fazbear.
Now that, like, I couldn't even be the one that played it. Like, I had to watch. I couldn't handle
Was that why it was so offensive? Is because you saw the pizza in it and you were like, oh!
Uh-huh.
That looks like shit!
That cheese is far too yellow. That's not even mozzarella.
That's what makes
what
it so scary.
Yeah.
All fucking the animatronics are jumping at James' face and he's like, get out of the way, I want to see the pizza.
Zoom in on it. Usage of Italian ingredients. Anyway, I want to finish my point real quick. So what I was saying about the King Kong thing was, even though I have a deathly fear of animatronics, movies with them, a lot better.
Are lit.
That was my point.
Like the like late 80s, early 90s, like practical shit like that with like a little bit of like CGI that ends up being a little goofy. Like that was where movies just needed to like stop, and then you could make them like that forever, and they would have been awesome. Like,
exactly.
People do CGI well, but like it's like definitely a crutch at this point. And like I'd way rather see some fake fucking leaves and a
titties.
Background you built and an animatronic like dinosaur that looks like shit and can't lift its front legs or something. than fucking see Chris Pratt like looking fucking. Ah! He's getting chased by like the most real. It's so real it doesn't even look real anymore, man. I don't give
exactly.
a shit. I think it was a fucking robot like bounding in place.
Yeah,
like that'd be really funny.
Some guy now in a green screen fucking suit.
This is genuine. When's the last time you watched Jurassic Park, James? Like the original one?
Probably like 10 years ago.
Okay, you should rewatch it because I feel like it's goofier in your memory. Those movies hold. The only thing that doesn't hold up are the wide shots of the CGI. That's the only part that looks a little goofy. The animatronics all look goofy. Really fucking good.
No, they do look really good. But there's like when I rewatched it when I was older, like I never got to the rewatch where it was like, all right, let me appreciate this game. Just like I watched it a bunch as a kid, and then I rewatched it when I was like 15. And I was like, oh, this is not as scary as I thought it was, but it's like a really fun, good movie. That's kind of the place. So it's a little goofy to me, I guess, but like not because it doesn't hold up.
Oh, okay,
it's just kind of like a more fun experience. Yeah.
I love that movie so much.
No, those movies, I'm not talking shit. That shit, those shits are lit.
We should.
I just really like the atmosphere they build. Trilogy.
Yeah,
I would be so fucking down.
And I feel like shit when they would build like sets and stuff, like they would actually like. I don't know, they just, like, they could light it better, and, like, they would always have, like, fog and mist and, like, shit that you want to do that you really can't do when you're filming on, like, a green screen. So, like, it would feel more fantastical because it's, like, they could really get into it, and it's just, like, everything's in one shot, nothing's going on to it, so you can really get crazy with
it. You can touch
and
shit.
It, like, made like, it, you can, yeah. it made you can it feel more, like unrelated from the real world, like, it, which was, like, more fun. Like, it didn't feel like... It, like there really just be a dinosaur in Hawaii or something.
Yeah,
you can really see like, I suppose like say Lord of the Rings versus The Hobbit. I think that's like maybe a good point of comparison between the two. Where like there was different, like obviously there's a bunch of CGI in Lord of the Rings, but they used it sparingly, ish. Well, not sparingly. Yeah. They use it quite a bit, but then you can tell in The Hobbit, Peter Jackson was like, "What if all of it was CGI instead?"
Now watch if I opened After Effects.
I agree in the outcome, but that was because Peter Jackson wasn't even supposed to be doing them. The guy abandoned it, and they didn't have anywhere near the amount of pre-production they had on Lord of the Rings because Peter Jackson signed on at the last minute.
Yeah.
So they did it out of necessity, not stylistic choice. But the end result, I still agree, is doo-doo. But they didn't. Yeah. Peter Jackson didn't do it to be lazy.
It wasn't on him as the production studio.
Yeah, it was weird.
I'm just making sure everyone else knows.
You win.
Yeah, we're spreading the truth.
I watched the Hobbit movies for the first time on the flight over. Just in the last year, actually.
Oh, did you?
I never, because I always heard they were kind of shitty, so I didn't watch them.
I fucking love them.
This thing, I actually really liked them, so I was like, what does everyone fucking hate these for? But what was weird was, I watched them on Air New Zealand.
That's right, yeah.
I watched them on Air New Zealand, and, you know, like, I think they're like permanent, like, always on the movie selection on Air New Zealand, for obvious reasons.
Right, yeah.
But the weird thing was,
look outside, like, you're there!
But they, like, compressed it. They compressed it so badly that, like, the audio had like, it was like that bit crushing thing you got, James. Yeah. It was like they put that over the
That's just plain audio. Plain for some
reason. No. It's not. It's not because like because I have I have my Bose headphones. I took these ones. I plugged them in, and I actually a few flights ago I broke the cable a little bit, so it's like a bit finicky. So at first when I watched, I was like, oh, it's because my cable's broken. I'm an idiot.
Yeah.
But then I watched another movie. I watched like the Lego movie. Crisp, perfect audio, no complaints. So they've fucked the audio, but only for the Hobbit movies.
Yeah,
and it's so weird. It's
like 8-bit Hobbit.
It's just this low part, this like low crunchy like
Frodo.
every time there's something bassy in the scene, it's like it's so shitty. Anyway,
that's so interesting.
That's so
anyway, let's
epic.
Stop. Let's
no,
stop cool.
like,
fuck
those
you.
Movies like you can't really. They're not like really. You can't take them, like, super serious. Like, they're definitely, like kind of ass, but, like, they're when you stop taking them serious, they're just, like, really feel-good, like, fun fantasy
adventure. They're just goofy
adventure.
Fun, yeah.
Yeah, like, they're still, like, fun and, like, interesting. It's still a good story.
Yeah. And I just like the world.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying, brother.
Anyway, fuck you.
No.